Please turn with me your Bibles to Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4.
请翻到你的圣经到马可福音第四章。
And Jalen, why don't you come over here? That way we're like neighbors. If you'll... As you're on Mark chapter 4, I want to start us off today. It's been 1 year since we've been together, English and Chinese.
这是我们一年多来第一次我们联合的敬拜。
And I just thought we'd just start off with some common and corporate prayer together.
我们一起来，大家一起来同声祷告。
Upstairs, the youth are usually doing prayer in three parts: confession, thanksgiving, petition.
我们楼上经常这样做哈，我们有三部分，第一部分是悔改，认罪悔改，第二部分是三个是感恩，第三个是petition 是为他人祷告哈。
So today we're going to do Thanksgiving, prayers of Thanksgiving, and prayers of petition together.
Okay, 我们今天就跟感恩跟为他人祈求一起祷告。
We sort of did some combined prayer late last year.
去年的时候我们曾经有一起大家一起来一起祷告过，有试过。
I want to try a different format for us together today.
今天Paul 说他要试一下有不同的方式。
So it's a little bit like popcorn.
有点就像 popcorn 要随时大家跳出来。
It takes trust.
需要大家相互的相信。
It's going to take transparency.
也大家愿意透明。
But I think we try it.
我们试一下。
So for the first thing is, does anyone have a prayer of thanksgiving from this week where you knew God showed up and helped you? And if you could just share with the group.
有没有谁需要祷告的事项愿意跟大家分享的？
I'm going to pick on James Yan because I can always count on James Yan to share one prayer of thanksgiving.
James Yan 是我们 Youth 的一个弟兄哈。James Yan, 你有吗？有。Go ahead, speak up.
Stand up.
Oh, 他感恩就说他暑期的课程结束了。
And see, he's a good guy because he's grateful and thankful for school. So that's good.
他是个好弟兄，他为此谢为感感谢神为这个。
What other prayers of thanksgiving do we have in our midst?
还有没有其他人有感恩的 ？Parents,
see, transparency, trust.
所以我们愿意透明，愿意相信哈。
How many parents are thankful that their children are going back to school?
有多少父母很感恩说孩子回学校的？很多人举手，谢谢。所有的父母都这样哈。
Okay, we'll continue to practice this in the coming months. I just want to highlight a few. One thing I'm grateful for is Bob and Sophia are here today. I'm grateful that they came back from 3 weeks ago. So I am very grateful that God's brought them back here today. They were one of the first couples I met when I visited Austin in 2007. Bob was very, very hospitable to me when I spoke at the ACC retreat and made sure I always had, just like Auntie Ping just got me water, he always made sure I was taken care of. So really grateful for that.
Paul 说他很感恩看到 Bob 跟 Sophia 今天在这里。他 Paul 第一次来 Austin 时呢，就他们夫妇接待他在 ACC 他一个做一个 retreat 里面做一个演讲的时候。欢迎你们来。
Prayer requests. What are some prayer requests that we have together, corporately?
还有谁有没有祷告的祈求
？I asked parents earlier. Students, how many people need prayer for the next couple weeks as you go back to school? Raise your hands.
学生们有谁需要祷告？为你们新的学期开始，很多人举手。Very good.
Anyone have any health requests? Any prayer requests for health?
有没有因为谁有因为身体的需要祷告的？有。
Okay, we'll pray for you, Leah. So let's continue to pray for students as they go back to school. Some schools started this week. Some schools start this week.
我们继续为我们的学生祷告哈，有的学校已经上个礼拜已经开始了，有的学校这个礼拜要开始。
We pray for focus, perseverance, and for courage to share and live the gospel of Jesus in the year ahead. Amen.
Amen.
2 weeks ago, in 13 hours, there were two mass shootings, and not only that, it wasn't just Ohio in El Paso, it was 20 gang-related shootings in Chicago. There was a drive-by shooting on a highway in Houston that week, and just countless reports of senseless violence.
过去两个礼拜，13个小时内，发生在美国发生好几起这样大规模的枪杀，哈，有在芝加哥，有，还有不同的地方。
As we look at these pictures, which you've seen in the news, let's continue to pray for a broken world that needs Jesus.
我们看这上面的不同的news新闻，哈，我们继续为这个世界的破碎的世界，继续为这个破碎世界祷告。
I'm going to put two more corporate prayer requests.
然后还有两个呢，我们集体的祷告的请求。
Historically, July and August is where we have welcomed families because that's typically when people relocate, job relocation, school start. For example, the Live family joined and stayed with us 5 years ago, as well as the Wu family, as well as Brian when he got baptized a few months ago. This is typically when people come and visit. Let's continue to be mindful, prayerful, and hospitable during this welcome time.
第一个请求就是我们请，抱歉大家注意，一般七月份、八月份这个时候是很多新的家庭要搬到我们这奥斯汀来哈。我们大家都注意，我们配都留心一下哈。有新的家庭搬了我们家，我们都比较客气，比较好一点，我们来招待这新来我们教会的人。
One last prayer request is Awana begins next week. So let's pray for Harris and Lay and all the student leaders. This is from a few years ago, and you can see how some of the children have grown up. That's Michelle, right? Michelle? Yep. So let's continue to pray for Awana as it begins next week. This is a very, very important ministry for our church for the future.
好，第二个请求是为我们下个礼拜要开始Awana儿童这个program，好，我们特别为思航跟王磊他们祷告，哈，这个是很重要的事工，请大家为这祷告。
On your own, if you could, pray for all these things and more, what God is putting on your heart, prayers of thanksgiving, prayers of petition. I'm going to give you 1 minute just to talk to God out loud, whatever language. If you feel comfortable, pray out loud, and I'm going to give you 1 minute, go.
好，现在一分钟的时间，如果你有什么感动，你就大胆的讲出来，为刚刚我们前面讲的那些祷告，继续祷告。
Father, thank you for gathering us today.
天父，我们感谢你召集我们众人在这。
We remember, especially as school begins, that students need protection and courage for the year ahead.
我们知道学校开学，我们的这些学生需要保看顾，也需要保守哈。
We want to support all students, young and old, as they go back this week refreshed and able to take on the tough challenges of school.
我们想，我们要支持我们这些孩子们在新的学校重新开始。
We pray that you would make us learners today as we study your word.
我们祈求你今天在与我们同在，让我们来学习你的话语的时候。
Both young and old.
无论老的少的。
The weak and wise.
强壮的软弱的。
I pray for Janlin and I able to sync together with the translation.
为我特别祷告哈，我在如果当我在这个翻译的时候，翻译的准确无误。
In Jesus' name we pray.
耶稣的名祷告， Amen.
Amen. Today's sermon is about the parable of the sower and attack on the scattered seed.
今天的正道的信息是有关这个耶稣讲的撒种的比喻。
Forgive me, this past year, Komen's going to laugh and Mei-Seng will laugh because I need reading glasses.
今年开始他需要戴那个阅读的眼镜。
So this is something I'm getting used to still as, you know, with reading small manuscript. I usually just go by memorization. So just forgive me if I'm squinting a little bit.
他也老了。
I am. Okay, so though it is 100 degrees outside, it's going to reach 106 degrees today.
外面是100度的天气，很热哈。
I want to ask how many people love gardening?
Paul 要问一下我们当中有谁喜欢在后院里面种菜种花的。
I want you to raise your hands nice and high if you love gardening.
如果你特别喜欢种花草的话，请你举手。
Raise your hands. I know Deacon Eric. Lucy's pointing at Deacon Eric. Raise your hands nice and high. If you are like me, that's me. If you are like my wife, Lorena hates gardening. Hates gardening. If you dislike gardening, please raise your hand as well.
如果你不喜欢种花种草，也举手。这个时候举手。
See, this only works in a family if one person likes it and one person doesn't. Otherwise, the lawn doesn't get taken care of.
Exactly. 一般的家庭都是有一个人喜欢，有一个人不喜欢。
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to read through, there's 20 verses. I was trying to think about the quickest way to do this. I'm going to ask Janlin to speed read through in honor of Chinese and just blow through 20 verses in Chinese.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back together and marinate on the verse by reading in English. But here's what we're going to do. Verse 1 to 10, you're going to do this in Chinese as well, okay?
Okay.
Actually, yeah, read along with Janlin. If you like gardening, you're going to read verses 1 to 10. If you don't like gardening, you're going to read verses 11 to 20. Just splits it right in half.
好。等会我读哈，如果你喜欢种花种草的话，你跟着我一起读一到十；如果你不喜欢种花种草的话，你跟我读十一到二十。
OK， 二十。Janlin, lead us off.
耶稣又在海边教训人，有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，船在海里，众人都靠近海，站在岸上。耶稣就用比喻教训他们许多道理。在教训之间对他们说，你们听啊，有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了，有落在土浅石头地上，土既不深，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了，有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来就把它挤住了，就不结果，又落在好土的，就发生长大，结实有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。又说，有耳可听的，就应当听。无人的时候，跟随那耶稣的人和十二门徒，就问这些比喻的意思。耶稣对他们说，神国的奥秘只叫你们知道，若是对外人讲，凡事就用比喻，叫他们看是看见，却不晓得。听是听见，却不明白，恐怕他们回转过来，就得赦免。又对他们说，你们不明白在比喻吗？这样怎能明白一切的比喻呢？撒种子所撒的就是道，那撒在路旁的就是人听了这道，撒旦立刻来把心里的道夺了去。那撒在石头地的就是人听了道，立刻欢喜领受，但他心里没有根，不过是暂时的，极致为这遭了患难，就是受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒了。还有那撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的私溜、钱财的迷惑和别样的私欲进来，把道挤住了，就不能结果。那撒在好地上的，就是人听到又领受，并且结实，有三十倍的，有六十倍的，有一百倍的。好，谢谢。
Thank you. Let's, for our second reading, do this in English. And like I said, if you like gardening, read verses 1 to 10. If you do not like gardening, you're going to read verses 11 to 20.
OK, 我们再用英文再读一遍哈。同样，你喜欢种花种草，读一到十节；不喜欢读十一到二十节。我们现在用英文读。
Those of us that love gardening, let's begin. Again, Jesus began to teach by the lake. The crowd that gathered around him was so large that he got into a boat and sat in it out on the lake. While all the people were along the shore at the water's edge, he taught them many things by parables. And in his teaching said, Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, so they did not bear grain. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, some 100 times. Then Jesus said, Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. Those that do not love gardening, which is not me, will read along with Lorena now. Go. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Let's all finish off together, verse 18 to 19 to 20. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word. But the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and desires of other for other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop. Some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. There are three sections in this passage. The first section of Mark chapter 4, verses 1 to 20, Jesus starts by saying there are four types of soil. RCCA, say them aloud to me. What are the four types of soil?
大家一起来讲它这里面哪四种土壤。大家讲。
Okay, so the first soil is what?
第一个是什么?
It's not good. Someone yelled out good. It's not. The first one is hard-packed soil. It's like a path.
在路旁的那个硬土的地方。
Concrete was not around back then. Okay, it's not prevalent. So we're talking pretty much like you make a path by compacting dirt.
对，当你在人很多人在一条路上走，把那路土就踩得很硬，就是第一种，就是那种路旁。
And the answer's up there. What's the next one? It's
第二个呢？
Rocks.
在很多石头的,
or gravel, right?
很多石子的地方。
And then the third one is the Bible says thorns, and this could also be translated as weeds. There's just a lot of weeds in this particular area.
很多荆棘的或者很多杂草的地方。
And the fourth one is good, usable soil.
第四种就是那好的土的地方。
The second section, there's an interlude here. This is very interesting because Jesus rarely would interlude like this. But Jesus deliberately gives an interlude of what the parables are all about.
第二部分呢，是耶稣在这里面有插了几段话做解释哈，就是第二部分。
And he's not exactly being kind.
在这里面他讲的很明确，他不是很委婉的讲。
He's actually kind of poking some of the listeners.
他实际上是直接的面对。
We got the disciples, we got this large crowd, we also have some like looky-loos listening in, the religious leaders of the time.
对，在那个时候听他讲话，有他的门徒，有大帮群众，还有一些那些宗教的领袖们在里面。
So Jesus calls them out by saying, quoting back to Isaiah 6 verse 9, go and tell this people, be ever hearing but never understanding, be ever seeing but never perceiving.
耶稣就讲他们，他们看是看见却不晓得，听是听见却不明白。
So in this sense, Jesus is using this parable like a spiritual hearing test.
耶稣是用这个比喻呢，作为一种属灵上面的一种考验。
Think about it this way. Some time has passed since the Israelites have been the Israelites.
所以这已经在那个时候，实际上以色列人作为以色列人已经有一段时间。
Let's just say from Isaiah, Ezekiel, because this verse, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 9, is actually a repeat of Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel. Common themes there, but people being stubborn.
从始终以赛亚书、Jeremiah、耶利米书好几本书里面一直过来。
And we're like the Israelites. We go our own way when we kind of feel like we've gotten away with something with God. We just kind of feel time's passed, lightning didn't strike me, so I just kind of grow thick-skinned.
实际上我们现在的人，当今当时的以色列人也很像，我们已经有过了时间很久了，神，我们离神也越来越远了。
I want you to think, how might this crowd react? Remember, this is a large audience. How might this crowd react to such a parable, especially knowing that Jesus is kind of pushing people?
大家可以想，就是当时可以想象一下，当时这些听的人，他们对这个比喻是怎么来反应哈。
There's a bit of an ouch here. So they're either going to be repentant or they're going to be angry.
大家觉得他们会觉得会，这些人会悔改吗？还是会变得更加的不高兴？
Nothing blocks understanding more than anger and pride.
没有任何东西比阻碍你的理解一样东西，比你那个愤怒还有你的骄傲来阻碍你的理解更厉害。Okay,
and then we get to the third section, which makes our job easy today.
第三部分就是让今天泡他的正道比较容易。
The easy part of the sermon exegesis is that Jesus clearly explains what he's trying to say.
因为耶稣他自己把这段比喻解释得很清楚。
That's exciting for me because, like I said, we have limited time together. So today we get to spend more time on application and what this means for our church.
所以因为这样呢, Paul 说他就可以今天花更多的时间来讲应用，不需要做很多解释。
I noticed growing up in a Chinese church in the 1970s.
我知道从70年代从在中国教会长大的时候呢
that once you were able to purchase your own home,
你很多华人可以买一个房子
especially if you had a large yard,
后面可以有一个很大的花园 后院
you fall into two categories,
你有两种人
those that love gardening,
有一种是喜欢种花种草的
Those that do not love gardening.
还有一种呢就不喜欢
The second wave of Chinese immigrants in the 1940s to 1970s went out from China to Hong Kong, Taiwan, Philippines, Southeast Asia, and they camped there for a little bit before they came to North America.
从40年代到70年代从中国大陆第二波移民很多人从中国大陆移到东南亚像菲律宾啊什么的
Typically in these Southeast Asian countries, they were renting apartments.
他们在东南亚一般都是租房子。
They had no land.
他没有自己没有地。
So for people like my grandparents in 1976, when they were able to immigrate to Canada, the first thing they wanted was to buy some land.
所以 Paul 的他的祖母他们到Vancouver温哥华以后呢，七十年代呢，他们首先就买了地，买房子。
This is not their land, by the way. This is a very famous park in Vancouver. This is their land.
这是他们的买当时买的地哈房子跟地
My grandparents love roses
他祖父母喜欢种玫瑰
One of the first things that we like to do as immigrants when we settle in a place where we think we're going to stay long term
我们作为移民的话我们一到新的地方我们最喜欢做的第一件事
We like to decorate the place
我们喜欢装饰这个地方
And we like to dig up the land and start putting in trees and vegetables
我们喜欢挖那个地开始种树种蔬菜
Because it's a long-term producing activity.
因为那这样的活动呢，是在长期让你能生产出新的东西。
I grew up watching my grandparents grow vegetables and flowers and trees.
他长大一直看着他的祖父母啊，种菜、种树、种花。
They were not farmers as some of your families are in China.
他们原来不是农民
，but they loved it.
但他们喜欢种植。
They love tending to something to start from nothing but a seed.
他们喜欢把一个种出都新的东西，从那个种子开始种出新的东西。
Sprout up.
然后一直长大。
And if it's a flower, bring beauty.
然后呢，花呢种得很漂亮。
If it's a vegetable, they could eat it and share it with neighbors that they were getting to know.
然后他种蔬菜的话呢，他们可以吃，然后呢也跟他的邻居分享。
If it was a fruit like the figs that I saw in the kitchen today.
如果是种那个水果的话，就像刚刚他在厨房里看到那个无花果一样。
One of the things the Chinese church is known for is sharing fruit.
我们华人教会最主要一个特点就是我们大家可以分享食物。
Nothing better than fruit grown from your own backyard.
没有更好的从你自己后院长的东西来分享了。
So it would not be uncommon for my grandparents to grow an Asian pear.
所以经常看到他祖父母种那些亚洲的梨。
And then share it with their neighbor.
然后跟他们的邻居一道分享。
And to try this is an Asian pear.
他跟他们说，试试看，尝尝看，这是我们的亚洲梨。
New family moves to church.
然后新的家庭搬到教会里。
They're settling in. Here's some like green beans.
他们安居在这边就开始种些那个绿豆呀。
It's a beautiful metaphor that accompanies the Chinese immigrant church journey, and it's a metaphor of faith as well.
实际上，这也很确切地反映我们华人教会的成长，还有我们每个人信心的增长。
Because this was passed on to my father and uncle. They were not farmers by trade, but they picked it up.
但因为他的父亲还有他的叔叔也有这样的传统，虽然他们本身也不是农民。
I can see Deacon Eric right now with like a sparkle in his eye right now listening.
新航眼睛发亮了
Because he loves gardening.
因为他喜欢种植
So I grew up around gardening and I was able to absorb this.
Paul 一直在这个环境里面长大，所以呢，他很能理解。
This is my sister. My sister would love to visit and talk to my grandparents in their garden.
边上的那是 Paul 的那个姐姐，或者妹妹。
This was me when I was Grayson's age, at 8 years old.
那个是 Paul 八岁的时候，穿着绿颜色的 T 恤。
At this age, in my grandparents' garden,
在这个时候呢，他就在他的祖父母的那个花园里面。
I struggled with this parable.
他说他当时不理解这个撒种的比喻。
This parable of the scattered seed.
就撒种的比喻。
Because I never understood why the farmer,
他当时不理解这个撒种的人
was stupid enough to scatter seed on a path.
怎么会这么笨，会把这个种子撒在路边？
And then he throws and wastes seed on some rocks.
然后呢，又把种子撒在很多石头的地方。
And then next he throws seeds into the weeds.
然后又把种子撒在很多杂草的地方。
I mean, he's a good farmer, right?
他是如果是个好的农民的话。
We don't do that.
不应该会这样做。
What farmer wants to waste valuable seed?
有哪个农民愿意把这个种子浪费呢？
But that was myself as a young 8-year-old boy.
但那个时候是他八岁的时候就这样想的。
Sitting in a Sunday school class.
在坐在教会的主日学里面。
Missing the point of the parable because my young mind could only understand so much.
他那时候因为很小，所以他没有看懂这个比喻。
Eventually, I would encounter a story of the sower during short personal devotions through a cursory reading of the children's Bible.
后来呢，经过他不断的在儿童主日学里面学习呢，不断的学习那个圣经，慢慢他给懂了。
We all know that children's Bibles simplify things like allegorically. So it'd be like, "Which soil are you? Be good soil."
他当时看的是儿童的圣经，那个是比较简单。他就问一些问题，就问你儿童说你是哪种土。
But this story continues on. It's brought up at Vacation Bible School.
然后呢，他又继续学习，参加比如说参加暑期圣经营。
It was developed at Awana.
然后呢，在 Awana 里面又继续学习。
We had a program in our church that was similar to Awana called Explorers, and we definitely would come up with this every year.
他当时教会有专门有个儿童 program 叫做探索者营。
And then youth group, and then college group. Eventually, I learned that the story is less about the seeds and more about the relationship to the sower.
然后他又通过青少年学习，然后到大学里面继续学习呢，慢慢他懂得这个撒种不是有关这个，不是有关于这个种子，是有关这个撒种的人跟那种子的关系。
It's about a relationship to the sower and his word.
是有关的撒种的人还有他那个道。
Verse 14 explicitly states that the farmer sows the word. Some people are like seed along the path where the word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them.
那个十四节这样讲，撒种之人所撒的就是道。那撒在路旁的就是人听了道，撒旦立刻来把撒在他心里的道夺了去。
So in your typical Chinese church, boy or girl, Chinese church or otherwise, verses 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, and 19 actually begin to look like reality.
所以当我们在这个华人教会里面，无论是男孩女孩弟兄姐妹，你如果看14节到19节，你慢慢才看见，这实际上在我们教会还是蛮实际的事情。
Follow along with me here. We can see these parable verses lived out after retreats, after conferences, after rallies, and we see the after effects of people falling in and out of God.
如果你看我们教会平时举办各种各样的活动的话，你会看有人一会儿来，有人一会儿走，在这个活动前后后发生的事。
Please hear me out. I'm not trying to cast a shadow on anybody.
请大家注意，他不是这里要影射某个具体的人。
I've made it a life mission to save as many people as I can for the kingdom.
他Paul说他已经做了，他整个生命上做了有这个承诺，他愿意救越多的人越好。
But I've had to evaluate things like this. This is my youth group in Vancouver.
这是他在 Vancouver 这个青少年的 group.
We could have like 170 people.But how many people do we really? How many people do we really retain?
他有170多人，但到底有多少人留下来呢
？We could have 2,000 people in a given night to come out and hear me speak.
他那个时候可以有2,000个人去参加一次听到。
I often think back honestly. It actually was more about me and making me feel good than the actual people.
所以他现在在回想，实际上那个时候这些人数只是让他觉得自己感觉到好一点，未必是对当时这些所有的人都好有好处。
Church outreaches, church rallies, church retreats, people drop in and out of faith.
所以我们教会办的各种各样的活动，你能看到有人来，有人走，有人来，有人走。
And that's been my experience, and similar to your experience.
他这都是他的经历，我想我们很多人也有同样的经历。
Most of you in this room, RCC is a little bit different than most Chinese churches. Most of you in this room came to your faith in your late 20s, 30s, and 40s.
所以我们磐石教会可能跟别的教会不一样，每个人接受这个信心都是从20岁、30岁、40岁以后。
That's the main demographic here, what I've noticed in 7 years being at RCCA.
这是在7年 Paul 在这里注意到我们的大概的分布都是这个样子。
So together, we can recall, even in the short period, we can recall stories of friends with hardening hearts.
所以我们在这里，我们每个人都可能都能想起一个，知道一个人，他的心变得刚硬。
Friends with shallow faith.
然后心呢，里面比较，他的信心比较肤浅。
Friends who are overwhelmed with difficulties in life.
然后呢，有我们想到哪个人，因为处于各种各样的困境当中，在生活里面。
But you and I are here today.
但我们今天都在这里。
What made us survivors in our faith?
是让什么东西让我们能坚守我们的信心呢
Was it a particular pastor? Was it the church we were saved in? Was it a good discipler? What was it?
是不是因为我们某个牧师啊，或者我们这个教会呢，还是因为什么原因让我们留在这呢？
Was it the spiritual fertilizer of Bible studies or discipleship, accountability groups?
是不是因为我们属灵上面有什么催生的东西啊，或者门徒的训练，或者我们弟兄姐妹相互之间有相互督促的这个机构？
I want to try to explain some tools that are helpful for us by talking more about gardening, by talking about grass.
Paul 说他想利用这个种草的他的经验呢，来继续来阐述这个问题。
I am a grass guru.
Paul 说他是对草很有研究。
I grow good grass.
他能种很好的草。
This is not clip art or something from the internet. That's actually my lawn.
这是他的草。
Actually, I should be fair and say that was my lawn.
这是曾经他的草。
At the start of the summer, our grass wasn't doing so well.
这是他在今年夏天开始的时候他的草。
And when I say it wasn't doing so well, it was not doing so well.
它真的长得不好。
You can see the scorched earth, you can see the disease, you can see it's like, it's not doing well.
大家看见它很多地方都有土哈。
So at the start of summer, we as a family decided that we wanted to get our lawn healthy and vibrant again.
所以在今年夏天开始，他们整个家里面呢，做了一个决定，要把这个草要修好。
I say again because for 8 years we had the best grass on our street.
所以曾经有八年，他们家的草在整个马路、整个一条街上是最好的。
But we got busy.
但他后来很忙。
We had a baby.
他们有个小小孩。
We didn't water the lawn.
我们没有，他们没有浇水。
I gave up on cutting the grass.
也不是经常去割草。
I got tired of the heat.
然后呢，又嫌这个太热。
So as a family, we went out and said three things will fix our grass. We're going to go get grass seed. We're going to go get manure. We're going to come up with a watering schedule. Our grass will be fixed.
所以他们当时决定做三样事：第一个呢，重新弄草籽；第二呢，就弄很多牛粪；第三个呢，就好好的浇水。
Does getting grass seed, good soil, automatically fix a tired, worn-out lawn?
那大家就这三样够吗？能把这个草修好吗
？No, like I mean, this is Lorena. No,
所以不够哈。
No, there's a lot more steps.
还要需要更多的东西。
Especially when it's 106 degrees.
特别是如果是106度的天。
So the first thing we did is we scraped away all the bad grass, the weeds, the thatch buildup.
所以他们呢，首先呢，先把坏的草都割掉，然后都铲掉，然后把杂草各种各样都铲掉。
I said we put down fertilizer and we did aeration, but technically Lorena put down fertilizer. Lorena did aeration.
So Lorena, 她做了很多这个事啊，她松土，然后呢加了很多肥料。
So man, your lawn really needs to like be stripped down before it can grow healthy again.
所以这草呢，真的你要把原来的旧的东西要全部拿掉，以后才能长新的。
The kids were not that excited about it, as you can tell.
小孩子并不是很热心做这事。
But we kept at it. We kept on putting down manure. Grayson got into watering.
但他们一直做，加牛粪，然后就浇草，浇水。
We kept watering.
一直浇水。
The patches started to fill in.
然后大家看见那个慢慢草就长出来了。
Now it's not completely there, but this was taken as of yesterday morning.
这是昨天照的照片，比原来好。
It's better, right? This next photo is for Deacon Eric because not only does he appreciate grass, he appreciates ping pong.
这是新航为新航拍的。
And the grass is much better, right?
这个照片草很好很多了。
Good grass doesn't just happen. In fact, it's actually quite difficult. There's 10 steps minimum required for it.
所以好的草需要十步，它这里列出来了哈。
You need water, sun.Balance of shade, good soil, fertilizer, bi-weekly cuttings, aeration, nutrient additives like manure, herbicide control, pest control from raccoons and dogs.
所以你需要浇水，也需要阳光，需要有些遮阴，也需要好的土壤，需要肥化肥，需要每两周一次的割草，然后需要松土，然后需要加些牛粪这种养料，也需要那个杀那些杂草的东西，然后需要你要。杀虫，然后呢，要防止别的动物进来破坏你的草。
Here's an explanation of the grass parable by Paul Nell. When we distill down the essentials of building a solid faith, what are they?
所以我们也同样在我们建立我们信心当中，我们信心里面需要哪些步骤呢
？Daily devotion in the Bible.
我们需要每天的灵修。
Service of others.
我们要侍奉。
adequate rest called the Sabbath.
我们也要有适当的休息。
Good accountability environment, small group, community of faith.
我们需要一些小组啊，大家一起在团体啦，然后我们相互弟兄姐妹相互督促的机构。
There's a place for spiritual retreats.
这里也有需要那些属灵的退休会。
Bible studies, meeting with the mentor, conferences, books.
我们需要查经，我们需要跟你的属灵的长辈一起学习，然后被门徒训练，然后呢需要有参加各种会议啊，学习读各种的书。
Suffering grows our faith.
我们有的时候要经历苦难。
Spiritual boundaries and protection.
然后我们也需要属灵上面的一些各种边界，还有各种保护。
Good grass and deep faith.Are similar in these respects.
好的草跟我们深的信心是很接近的。
I'll let you take a look at the list.
所以大家看这个 list， 你们看见左边是它浇草的，右边是关乎属灵的建造。你看第一面有浇水的话，就是我们要每天的灵修；第二的太阳呢，我们需要去侍奉别人哈，在属灵里面。然后呢，我们需要一些适当的遮阴，这相当于我们在属灵里面有些休息哈。然后有好的土地，然后呢，我们就在。我们有好的属灵的环境、啊、然后我们要化肥，然后属灵的退休会、啊、然后我们割草就相当于我们的查经，然后松土呢就跟我们属灵里面要跟我们的属灵的长辈一道学习、啊、来门徒训练，然后呢加牛粪这些营养，就像我们参加各种各样的会议、啊、就是像传道布道会啊这些会议、啊、学习书、啊、然后那个控制杂草呢，就有的时候我们是就像属灵里面我们要经历一些苦难，那最后的话就防止虫害的话呢，就是我们在属灵里面也要有些边界，有些帮助，像我们的粪食一样哈，也有要需要一些保护，属灵的保护。
What I'm saying is that it takes work and a methodological list to grow a healthy lawn, and in the same way it takes personal work and a commitment to grow a deep faith.
OK， 所以他说我们种要有好的草呢，也需要努力，也需要一个很管用的方法，同样属灵里面我们也要努力，我们也愿意做出一些牺牲。
There are four soils.
有四种土。
Hardened heart, shallowness, overwhelmed, and then good soil.
一个是那个刚硬的、啊、是那个，还有一个呢是浅土浅的，第三个呢是拥挤的给挤住的，第四个是好的土。
I'm going to simplify this part right now just to saying one thing. Any soil, bad or good, can be amended.
无论什么样的土壤，实际上都是可以改好的。
If it's a hardened pathway, it's going to take some work, but you can dig it out, soften it, add in good soil, let it breathe a bit, it can be reused again.
如果是一个刚硬的那个土啊，实际上也可以，你可以把它挖松。然后呢，加入好的土，把它混在一起，又可以好起来。
A soil too many rocks. Rocks are not bad for gardening. It's when there's too many rocks and not enough soil. You need to change the mixture. If you add in good soil, lower rocks, that soil can be used again.
土浅有石头的，只要你把石头拿掉一点，然后加入更多好的土，它也是可以用的。
The soil that's got weeds. Now this takes a lot of work.
有杂草的土壤呢，这个需要点努，需要点更多的工作。
You got to keep on killing the weeds over and over and over again.
你要不断的去拔那个杂草。
You got to watch to see if seeds germinate inside the soil.
你要仔细观察，看那个杂草会不会长出来。
But in time, that soil can be used again.
但是只要你愿意花时间，它这个土壤也是可以改良的。
Soil can be reconstituted by method of cleansing it, adding stuff to it.
这个土壤是可以改良的，只要我们把它清理，然后呢加入好的土壤。
So how do we apply that to our faith?
我们怎么把同样的方法用到我们信心里面呢？
When we each encountered Jesus, whether it was 20 years ago, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, we each met Jesus in one of these conditions.
当我们遇见耶稣的时候呢，我们每个人也是在这四种土壤里面的一种。
The fact that you're here today means that somehow you've been amended a little bit.
今天我们大家在这里都说明我们都有一些某种的改良土壤。
Now here's the reality.
这个实际情况是这样。
Not everyone here is really having like a thriving faith.
不是我们每个人在这边，我们的信心都现在蓬勃发展。
I'm going to say this gently now with this reality.
我们他在讲的都比较委婉一点。
Many of us are just coasting and in maintenance mode.
很多人，大部分人实际上我们大家只是在巡航。
And our faith could use a kickstart.
我们的信心实际上需要有个
重新。So when I said gently, I want us to start with this. How do you like to learn?
他说委婉说他想问一下，就我们想怎么来重新学习。
Like each of us knows how we like to be told something from our boss. That's kind of a clue as to how we like to learn.
我们一般就每次要学以前，大家都首先想到就是我们的老板怎么告诉我们该怎么做。
So personally, I am a visual learner.
所以从Paul 他自己说，他是学习主要是靠眼睛看到。
My father is a reader.
他的父亲是自己读。
Lorena is an auditory processor.
Lorena 是靠听。
Lorena taught me this one. Are you a kinesthetic learner, meaning you need movement, you need to practice it or see it in action to follow it?
然后那 kinesthetic 就是说你是要靠动作，要去做的，实际上做的学习，通过这样才能学。
We said earlier that each believer has to start with a commitment to want to grow their faith.
我们前面有讲到我们每个人都要愿意做出这个承诺去。
It's up to us to find the time you want to read the Bible.
所以是取决于每个人去找这个时间去学。
So let's start with this. How do you like to learn?
所以我们想问的就是你想怎么来学。
And we can help you with the tools that match how you like to learn.
我们可以给你找到相关的一些工具来帮助你学。
When I met Lorena 14 years ago, one of the things I had to go through before we get married was I had to ask if she could stop teaching BSF.
当她14年前认识 Lorena 时，她还问 Lorena 能不能停止参加 BSF.
She's been doing BSF for like lots of years.
她那个时候已经做了很多年在 BSF.
Many of you just discovered BSF in the past 3 to 4 years.
我们在这很多人可能就最近几年才参加 BSF.
I've never met anyone say a bad thing about BSF. It's life-giving. It's enriching. It supplements some of the things that we've missed out in church sometimes.
他还没有碰到一个人说 BSF 不好的。BSF 真的给我们的属灵生命增长也很有帮助。
And that's good.
那是很好的东西。
Let me expand it one more. How does your child like to learn?
在第二个问题就问一下你觉得你的孩子是怎么学习的？
Because you and I are responsible for our children's faith.
作为父母，我们是对我们孩子属灵的增长是有责任。
Do they learn the same as you?
他们学习的方法跟我们一样吗？
Let me expand it one more. The gospel says we're supposed to go outreach. Does your neighbor have the same education level as you? And can you translate biblical truths to him in a simple way that he or she can understand?
然后再深一步，我们就问我们的邻居，当我们向他们传福音的时候，他们是怎么学的
？Your coworkers.
然后你的同事。
How do they like to learn?
他们是怎么学的
？If you want to share your faith and you want them to grow in their faith, if the way that you learn about faith is different than where they're at, how do you connect?
如果他学习你的这些人的学习的方式跟我们学的方式不一样，我们怎么来把我们的信仰传给他们呢
？So I'm going to bring it back to this now, back to RCCA.
所以我们现在又回到磐石教会。
If we look at this list behind me here,
如果我们看这后面这个列出来的
these are 4 ways that right away, like starting tomorrow, and in a week, we could see a slow difference in the growth of our church.
如果这是有四条，他 highlight 在这个黄颜色，他说这四条呢是我实际上我们马上就可以看见的。
All 10 of them are important, but if we were to tackle and see something with like immediate results, these are the 4 that I would.Critique is what we need for the church.
他 Paul 说这四样是我们至少我们磐石教会都需要的。
Daily devotion in the Bible.
这每日的灵修。
That is not happening on a church-wide front.
在我们整个教会不是每个人都这样做。
Good accountability environment.
好的一个相互督。
We can do better on that part.
我们可以做得更好，相互的督
察。Our small groups are more geared towards discussions and lectures than actual accountability.
我们小组呢，更多是相互学习，但相互督促方面比较少一点。
It's really hard for a man to be accountable when it's all couples in your Bible study.
这弟兄来说是比较难督促，因为我们是一个家庭一个家庭。
It just works better when that man is with other men that can share, and the woman can share her heart with other women.
可能是如果弟兄跟弟兄之间，姐妹跟姐妹之间，可能更容易督促一下。
Bible studies.
查经。
There's many ways to study the Bible as we've now experienced by looking at things like BSF or precepts.
有很多各种各样的查经方式，像 BSF 这些查经的方式。
But I've been in the Chinese church longer than most of you.
但是他在中国教会很久了。
The Chinese church Bible study is really one person lecturing for 45 minutes.
我们很多查经是一个人在那讲。
Remember I said there's other ways that we can learn, because not everyone learns the same.
我说过前面说过有很多不同的方式学习。
We need to explore other ways to study the Bible.
我们要去试一下其他的方式。
That are rooted.
他们的根扎根在。
That are grounded.
他们在。
And then lastly, the church overall, each of us needs to be reading more.
然后作为一个教会，我们每个人都要读经读得更多。
If you're not convinced why we should change the style of learning, I want to do this about growth. How does a new person that joins us at RCCA, how are they going to grow and catch up to where you are right now in your faith?
大家想一下，如果我们一个新的人来我们教会，大家觉得他怎么来啊？融入我们这样一个学习的那个方式。
How will they grow if their style doesn't match the group?
如果他们的方式跟我们的小组不一样，他们怎么来成长
？What if their family background doesn't match the group's family background?
如果他家庭背景跟我们的小组的背景不一样，怎么办
？This is one of the quickest ways I've seen people drop out of church because they do not know how to participate in the most essential thing a church is supposed to build, which is the small groups.
这是我看见很多人新的人来我们教会离开以后，很快就离开这个原因。
So I challenge each of us, how will your small group welcome the newcomer?
所以我想挑战每个人，我们作为小组，我们怎么来欢迎接纳新的人？
How will you help them fast track to your group's level?
我们怎么帮助新来的人快速地融入我们的小组？
What is the place of discipleship and one-on-one training in your life?
在我们的生命里面，我们那个门徒的训练，这是什么位置？
How many people, raise of hands, have actually been discipled by someone? Raise of hands.
有没有谁受过门徒训练把手举起来？
It should be everybody.
应该是每个人。
Like if we ask in one more year, it should be all of our hands are raised together.
所以一年以后希望所有的人都能举手。
Here's the best part of this parable.
这段比喻最好的部分是什么？
In the subsequent years after Jesus' death and mighty resurrection, we find out that Jesus invites each and every one of us to be ministers with him in the gospel.
所以一年以后，当耶稣被钉死复活以后，他邀请我们每一个人都参与他的事工。
Let me go through here. I want to share some stories as we close here. I know I'm over time. I want to share with you one.
他要跟我们分享一个故事。
Actually, one is one. It sounds like Juan.
哦，他有个朋友叫 Juan.
I met Juan. He works for me on the construction, my construction crew. Very talented.
So Juan 呢是为Paul做事，他是做建筑工人。
He's what you would say easily all three of the bad soils.
他是我们前面讲那个三个不好土壤里面，所有他都包括。
He's got a hard heart. He's got shallow faith. He's fickle. He's got all three things going on.
他心很刚硬，也很肤浅。他包括所有那三个不好的土壤的。
3 years ago, I really felt God speaking to me about this disconnect. He would never end up at RCCA.
他三年前，我觉得神在跟Paul觉得他神在跟他讲话。
He doesn't speak the language.
他不会来我们教会，因为他不懂我们的。
I really don't speak the language.
他也不懂，他 Paul 也不懂他的 language.
But I just really felt called. I'm just going to keep on bringing like the gospel to him.
但是 Paul 觉得他有这个神对他有呼召，他一直给晃讲这个福音。
And I really believe that any of the soils can be reconditioned.
他 Paul 相信这三个不好的土壤都能改良。
So I started meeting him on Saturdays and being his apprentice, even though I'm the boss.I became his helper when his helpers, so that way he could save money. If he sends his helpers home, he makes more money if I help him. See that invertedness?
所以 Paul 那个时候每个礼拜六就跟他会面哈，来愿意做他的学徒。
Here we are, he's doing a roof job. I go and be his apprentice for that afternoon. And it's 28 degrees, it's freezing.
所以那个时候是很冷的时候，他 Paul 跟他一个两个人一起在屋顶里面弄。
He still has his guard up.
那时候对他还有戒心。
We go for lunch.
然后他们一起去吃中饭。
I'm going to fast track. I never would have told Arena. I said, I never would imagine this. 3 months later, during spring break, Grayson has spring break. I decide to take him on a field trip to family court.
然后他三个月以后，他都自己都没想到，他 Paul 跟他去一个那个家庭的法庭。
So Grayson's like, why are we at court? I say, this is a good lesson on like the U.S. institution of court.
So Paul 的儿子 Grayson 问他说，我们为什么在法庭里面？
I thought we would only be there to drop off Juan. He and his wife were separating, getting a divorce, very bitter. I thought we'd be there for 1 hour.
Paul 当时呢，那个 Juan 当时在正在办离婚 ，Paul 以为只是把 Juan 带到法庭，把他送到那就可以了。
We were there for 8 hours.
结果他们在那待了八个小时。
8 hours.
八个小时。
At the end of the 8 hours, I'd already been up and down on the witness stand with him.
他所以他在八个小时完了，他已经跟 Juan 来来去去在那个见证人那个台上面来了好几次，来来去去。
And Lorena and I got awarded custody of both his children.
他结果他们后面他们两个 Lorena 他们给法庭把那个孩子判给他，让他们看护。
I just wanted to climb on a roof and learn how to do a roof, not inherit two more children.
所以他原来只是想跟他一道去怎么修屋顶，结果到后面结果拿有两个新的孩子。
I told Lorena, she was like, I don't believe what you just did.
所以他当时都没法相信。
We have custody of a 15-year-old girl and a 5-year-old girl in addition to our children.
他有所以拿到一个15岁跟5岁两个孩子的看护权。
Now, I have to go back a little bit, because before this, you could tell, he was overwhelmed, shallowness of faith, like, his faith's like all over the place because he's worried about custody of his children. The minute that we step in, we give an anchor point, we accept custody of his children, what do you think happens to shallowness?
So, Juan 原来是很肤浅，也是因为各种各样的事情，他弄得疲惫不堪，在他们，结果他们Paul插手帮助他以后，你们觉得他是怎么改变呢？
It dissipates.
他慢慢那些东西呢就开始消失了。
His hardening of heart when he sees that we are committed now. I thought we'd do this for 6 weeks. It's been a year and a half.
所以他帮助他从六个礼拜一直帮助到一年半哈。所以那个晃他的心，你就能看看慢慢刚硬的心。
You can tell, obviously, when someone cares for you that much, when someone is trying to like help protect your family for you, you can see that he's going to soften, right?
所以你们看见他，当他看见 Paul 这样帮助他，他的心就开始软化。
I'm going to fast track through this.There's another character named Harold who's also part of a construction crew, and he happens to be African American.
So, 另外一个人呢是那个黑人在照片里面说，他名字叫 Harold.
He was originally our neighbor, but I felt really weird intruding and saying, "You need to do this. You need to do this. This would be better for your life. If you stop selling cocaine, you would maybe not go to jail. If you went to jail, maybe you could like have a safe place." So I just said, "Look, the only way I could speak into you, since you're not going to come to church, I'm going to hire you."
所以他是 Paul 的邻居哈 ，Paul 跟他说想帮他，就说我可以雇你。
And because you're part of a Christian company, I'm going to speak into your life.
但 Paul 跟他说，因为你一旦雇了以后，你是属于基，是他的公司，基督教的公司，你必须。
Once again, bad soil, all three. But this allows me to say this to
Harold accountable because Harold, you sometimes like to have a little bit of fun.
A little bit.
A little bit. Okay, so the job we're doing today, I'm going to pay you. Promise me right now. I will not use this on drugs.
I will not use this.
Willie's going to keep you accountable. He's going to make sure you don't go up the hill.
Willie's going to keep.
You're going to buy water and Gatorade. Okay?
Okay.
We're in this thing together, okay?
All right, Paul.
All right, no more jail.
No more jail.
No more.
So, Paul 雇他是跟他讲好。
These guys in a couple of hours here. We got a lot.
跟他讲好说不能去买，用赚的钱去买毒品，也不要再进监狱。
This was Harold when I met him 11 years ago, 2008.
这是11年前，当他第一次，他们俩第一次见面的时候。
Okay, this was, look at the raw dirt, and this is our backyard.
这是当时他的后院。
In the 11 years where I've hired him, where he still has been in and out of jail.
从这十一年在当中，他受雇于 Paul 的时候，他当中他也进过监狱，还进过监狱。
It's tough soil in the life he's got.
他的那个土壤确实不是很好。
But it's getting better.
但慢慢逐渐变好。
This was taken last week. In 11 years later, look at all the greenery and growth in 11 years that Harold and I have been to cultivate in our backyard.
这是上个礼拜，你看在后面的亚子后院好看多了。
But here's what I want to jump to, Juan.Juan is very angry at African Americans.
So Juan, 就是他前面讲第一个人，他是很恨那个非洲裔美国人。
To be fair, Harold is not mad at Mexicans or Juan.
那第二个呢，黑人他并不对墨西不对西裔他并没有什么怀恨。
So you know where I have the most fun?
然后你知道是很什么东西很有趣吗
？I like mixing these two soils together.
他喜欢把这两个要合在一起。
I put them on the same job site.
他把这两个人放在同一个
I make them carpool.
然后让他们开同一部车。
And you can agree or disagree with people's lifestyles, but this is Juan and Harold together. It's a huge step. The guy has, I tell you, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, Juan never would have even been 2 feet from Harold, someone who's black. But this is every day now at work.
现在这两个人他们蛮要好。
And it's a story of Willie.
另外一个人叫 Willie.
And we can talk about that next time. This is a story of Adante. This is his mugshot. This is his actual public mugshot from the police.
这是他在警察局的照片。
Obviously, there's some bad soil elements, but this is what can happen after a few months.
然后这几个月以后, 你看他后面的照片。
Okay, I apologize. You will not hear from me for another year. I definitely went over time today. But I want to close by this. We each met Jesus at a different stage of our life with a different, hopefully a different heart than what you have now.
所以我们每个人遇到耶稣都在不同的时间来也不同的土壤的情况。
I'm going to take a risk right now, once again, and go back to prayer.
我现在要回到祷告。
I'm going to ask you to close your eyes.
请大家
Just remember which soil best described your response to the gospel when you first heard it many years ago.
大家想回想一下你第一次遇到福音的时候你的土壤的情况是怎么样。
Some of our hearts are still changing.
我们有些人土壤还在变。
But the good news of Jesus is soil can be changed.
但是我们知道这个我们的土壤可以改变。
I'd like to close by praying for you. Now, culturally, we don't like to admit what's really going on inside us. So I'm just going to say our eyes are closed. I just want you to raise your hands if one of these four conditions applies to you.
下面接下来我要讲四个情况。如果你是符合里面的话,请你可以举起你的手。
The only people that are going to see you raise your hand is going to be Elder Mei Seng and I.
因为所有的人都闭着眼睛,能看见你的只有长老跟Paul。
Don't block what God might be speaking to you about right now.
不要阻挡,如果神跟你讲话,不要阻挡。
Right now, how many people need prayer because you feel your heart is a little bit hardened?
有多少人,你有没有觉得,如果你觉得你的心比较刚硬的, 需要祷告。
I'd like to pray for you. Raise your hand if you feel your heart is a little hardened.
请你举手,如果你觉得你的心里面比较刚硬。Thank
you.
谢谢。
We're going to pray for you. How many people feel their life, their faith is a little bit shallow. It could use some deepening.
有谁觉得你的信心比较粗,比较浅,需要加深的,请你举手。
Please raise your hand. We will pray for you.
请你举手,我们为你祷告。
Thank you.
谢谢。
How many of us feel overwhelmed by circumstances, pressure, emotions, life circumstances?
有谁觉得现在生活里面处于比较困境的,比较困难的?
Please raise your hand.
请你也举手。
We will pray for you.
我们为你祷告。
Let's pray.
好，我们一起祷告。
Father, the success and failure of evangelism.
天父，我们这些福音布道福音的这个成功和失败
isn't just on one person.
不是记在一个人身上。
We are so grateful that you allow us to cultivate it together.
我们非常感恩,你愿意让我们一起跟你同工。
We are so grateful for the people here that have raised their hands, the people you've entrusted to RCCA.
我们为刚刚举手的,为他们感恩,为他们愿意相信教会。
I pray for perseverance, I pray for comfort, I pray for diligence as we go from here.
我们从现在为他们祈求你的安慰,祈求你的,祈求忍耐。
Jesus, we know our hearts can be changed. They are being slowly changed by you.
主啊, 我们知道我们的心, 你在能慢慢改变。
In your name we pray.
以你的名我们祷告。 Amen.
Amen.